Okay, here we go.
Nothing's been done so far.
Hi, Detective Reed.
We have never found a cure.
Hi.
Can you give me an idea why I reached out to you? It's been a while. Can you just refresh my memory?
It's some cases that the sheriff turned over to your office, I believe. And
okay.
Do you need a case number?
Well, yeah, I just was trying to. I'm going to. Did I send you an email?
Not yet. You called me and left me a message, and I returned your call. It took me a few days. I've been having some teeth problems, but...
I gotcha. Do you have a pen and a piece of paper to write down my email address?
Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's J as in Juliet. Reed, that's R as in Romeo, E as in Echo, I as in Indigo, D as in Delta.
J-R-E-I-D?
Yep.
Okay.
At S-A, state attorney, but it's just the initials, S-A.
Yep.
1-5.
Yep.
Dot. State.
Yep.
Dot FL.
Yep.
Dot US.
Okay, so I've got J R E I D at SA15.state. .fl.us.
Correct.
Okay, perfect.
What was your case? What was the case? You said there was a couple?
Yeah, there's two cases combined in one. The sheriff was supposed to put him into two separate cases, but they didn't do that. They combined them, but you'll see that there's two separate complaints under the complaint number.
Okay.
So if you can...
What was the complaint?
What is the... it's a very complicated complaint. One is about misusing the courts to fraudulently gain real property from my children. And it involves attorneys and judges. And the other is about illegal guardianship, where they put my adult child into a guardianship for minors, so there was no due process, no competency hearings. They skipped all of...
Who is they?
They is a group of attorneys who we've been nationally exposing, and in Florida, who have been using guardianship proceedings to basically kill little old ladies and steal their estates. And a whole bunch of those people are joined into my complaint because we have common characters who are involved. And some of these people have lost their fathers, mothers. I do, and she's sitting right here next to me.
Okay.
And I got several, and I've got one that's being... Well, we feel that after they started representing my children, they started getting bar complaints. One of them got disbarred. He's 85 years old. Another one's had a flurry of 9 or 10 bar complaints, orchestrated by a group of attorneys that we're exposing, who are committing these evil, is all I can call them, guardianships. Now, now imagine, my child was an adult. When they put him, when you put an adult into guardianship, you have to have a competency hearing. There's rules to this. You can't just put somebody in it. Well, what they did was they said he was a minor when they knew he was an adult, so they didn't have to go through that process. And then the guardian went through and ravished his trusts and stole his money, basically, entered settlements in his behalf without his notice. It's almost unbelievable.
And this is all here in Palm Beach County?
Correct. And I have a long history with the Palm Beach County Sheriff, including the fact that they arrested a notary who committed a whole bunch of fraudulent documents that went into the court. They hauled in one of the attorneys, Robert Spolina, and he confessed to creating a fraudulent trust of my mother's. And so it's elevated very high within the PBSO already. You can check with Internal Affairs. There's a Colonel Preschel who's aware of this now for several years. And you'll see some of this in the complaints I think they forwarded to you. And this is very serious stuff. They're going to kill me any minute. So, you know, they're trying as hard as they can. They put a bomb in my car, just so you're aware of that, too. And it blew up three, a bomb in my car that blew up three cars next to it. I'll send you my information. You can go to my website.
Where did that happen?
In Boynton Beach.
Did you call the Boynton Beach Police Department?
Hell, it went to the Boynton Beach Police. It went to the fire marshal for the state of Florida. It went to the FBI. It went to Glenn Fine, who was the Inspector General of the Department of Justice. This is, when you get to the basis of this story, I'm an inventor who invented what they claim the holy grail of the internet that allows you to stream video and zoom on images without pixelation. Claimed to be worth, I don't know, so much money I wouldn't be able to count it in a lifetime. But my attorneys tried to steal it, and they've been on a path to kill me, and they're using the courts to do that. And, you know, we've already busted them. The Palm Beach sheriff did a great job and arrested the notary. She got charged. The attorney, I don't know why they didn't arrest him. They have a full confession from him of the fraud he committed that's still causing me a world of trouble in the courts. And now they're threatening my attorneys, and one of them, Leslie Ferdericos in Orlando, feels her life and her family's life is in jeopardy, and she just sued the Florida bar and exposed all this. So this is all coming about, and there's a whole group of people who have been victimized by these people. There's one, a complaint that's attached to mine with Preschel, Skinder Hody, whose mother was murdered, and he can't get it investigated because it's a judge he's accusing of the murder. And so because Judge Martin Colin, who took early retirement after, every judge that's handled my case took an early retirement, just so you know, because they can't get off it fast enough from all the fraud that's happening. Right now, I'm trying to prevent them from stealing.
Let me just tell you what I do here in this office, because there's jurisdictional issues. I investigate government employees, and I investigate government employees who use their government position for illegal gain anything. The person who investigates judges is the chief judge in Palm Beach County. That's who conducts investigations.
Well, he doesn't have any criminal power, does he? He can't investigate any
criminal. Yes, they do. They investigate everything. And if it has to, it goes all the way to the Florida Supreme Court. So that's who investigates judges in this state.
Okay, now what about the attorneys?
The attorneys are private attorneys, unless they work for a government entity.
Aren't they officers of the court?
No, they have to work for, like, Department of Children and Families or some other type of agency, some other type of government agency for me to investigate them.
Okay.
I investigate mayors, city council members, police officers, firefighters, just government employees in general who work for the county, anything that happens in Palm Beach County.
So can you refer this to the... Can you refer this to the proper parties, the chief judge, whoever that is?
Well, no. I mean, I think what your attorney is going to have to do is you're going to have to write it all up in a complaint because everything is better written.
Well, I have written, filed, docketed complaints with the sheriff. They told me they were sending it to you because you were the right people to handle it. I need somebody who's going to step up. I've got the complaints. I've got all the information, dates, times.
And if you feel like a judge has broken the law, then I would contact the chief judge and send your complaint to them.
So you're telling me judges are actually above the law? They're in some unique position where the police don't investigate them?
They're not above the law, but they're in investigated their wrongdoings. I mean, unless like a judge is at home and he murders his wife or something like that, which wouldn't be mine anyways, because this is the public corruption unit. Public meaning like public government employee corruption.
Okay, so the judges are government employees.
The judges are appointed or elected, and they have their own special type of investigation and their own investigative branch, and that is conducted by the chief judge of each county. So if you have a problem with a judge in Broward, you have to lodge a written informal complaint with the chief judge of Broward County. So it goes by counties. Palm Beach County has the same, I forget who the chief judge is now. I think they just changed powers.
And if you don't find that
the chief judge does a good enough job, you reserve the right to appeal it to the Florida Supreme Court, who then will review.
Okay, so what about everybody other than the judges involved, the attorneys who are committing these frauds, using the court to file fraudulent documents in dead people's names and all that?
They have to be investigated by regular law enforcement,
okay,
not by the public corruption.
So can you push that back to them, to PBSO?
Yeah, I mean, yes, I will.
I'll deal with the judges separately, because that's a nightmare, and that's something sick with our country, that these guys aren't being investigated, and we're claiming murder charges against them. I mean, we have people who are literally lined up here claiming their family members are either being murdered or were murdered, and are willing to file complaints with you right now, but they're being pushed out because every time they say judge or lawyer, they're thrown out of the offices, as if these people are bulletproof.
Well, I can't investigate a private attorney.
Okay, but you can go back to Palm Beach Sheriff and say he's going to deal with the judges on the Judicial Qualifications Commission or whatever I have to do, chief judges, and that the attorneys need to be investigated by the Palm Beach Sheriff and let them take over from there.
Or also the Florida Bar.
No, Florida Bar is useless. They have no prosecutorial criminal powers, and they're part of the problem, actually. Meaning they're the ones who are disbarring my attorneys. Any attorney that represents me or my kids suddenly gets a flurry of bar complaints that are insane. One person right now is claiming that they're trying to murder her and her family. She's a lawyer. It's for representing these people. And we're in need of help. So if you could push this back to the sheriff and tell them to contact me regarding the lawyers and other people involved in the crimes, in the nexus of crimes, and say, as far as, you know, the judges, we're going to go to the JQC because they're somehow exculpated from public office corruption units. It doesn't make a lot of sense to the lay guy, if you know what I mean.
Well, right, but the public corruption unit only investigates government bodies.
And the courts aren't government bodies?
The court is a body of its own. We investigate agencies. We investigate mayors. If you accused a mayor of pay-to-play or something like that, that's who we investigate.
But if I tell you judges are stealing people's estates illegally and murdering them, you have no jurisdiction.
No.
Okay. Okay, so then I'll look forward. I'll send you an email with my information. And if you could pass it back to PBSO to start looking at the other people other than the judges, we're good to go.
Yeah, and send me your case numbers too, your PBSO case numbers as well.
Okay, got it. Well, it's one case number, but there's two complaints in it.
Okay.
Okay.
Just send me all the PBSO stuff that you have. I'm looking for the email that you said they forwarded me, or who told you that they were going to send it to me?
No, you called me and said you were calling regarding my complaint.
I know. How long ago was my call, roughly?
I think Monday.
Remember?
Monday?
Monday.
Here, I can tell you,
Monday? Actually.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you the date. I got it right here. Because you did leave a message. It was Tuesday. January 31st at 2:01.
Okay.
Yeah, and trying to find jurisdiction for this has taken 4 or 5 months, and the crimes just keep happening. I just went to a hearing with my lawyer a week ago that a dead man filed for the hearing. He's been dead for 2 years, and he got an order in his name. You just can't make this up. You know, even my lawyers are confused at what to do because it's so much corruption. And I really find it weird that judges are the ones investigating judges. Somehow that just...
It's the chief judge that...
Yeah, but he's a judge. You know, they protect their own. It should be the police.
I see the email here. So, Sergeant Raphael...
Yeah, yep.
Uglade?
Ugali.
His name is Ugali?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the J for in J. Reed?
Justice.
Was what?
Justice is my name.
Oh, it is? Justice?
First name.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
It's a great first name.
I can see how regular law enforcement might be confused as far as it goes, you know, trying to figure all this out. The reason why we don't investigate judges is because there's a judicial body in the whole state of Florida that it literally goes all the way up to the Supreme Court that investigates judges, and the reason for that is it's a matter of checks and balances to so that judges are immune to any type of outside interference when they rule. Like,
well, that I get.
There's some sort of immunity attached to a judgeship, because think about if every decision they made, every time they ruled.
No, I wholly under. Yeah,
So they have their own special, just like the three. Not to go back.
Wholly understand that, but these.
Not to go back to social studies, but there's the three.
Yeah, branches.
Government.
Yeah. Okay, but here's the problem. That's for acts they do under what's known as the color of law. What we're charging these judges with is things like murder. That's a criminal statute violation that somebody in the criminal justice needs to investigate them. The bar, the JQC...
Murder would be investigated by the sheriff's office.
Well, he's not doing it. So what if the sheriff's not doing it?
I can't force the sheriff to do.
Why? You don't regulate them too?
The sheriff is an elected official. I investigate employees like if an officer, a deputy uses too much force when they make an arrest, that kind of stuff. But I can't force the sheriff to investigate. I can't tell them what to investigate and what not to investigate. That's the discretion that's written in the state constitution. They have discretion. They may not believe your story, or they may believe it, or they might be investigating and you don't know it. They're not going to tell you if they're investigating.
I get that.
Have to tell you. They don't have to tell you anything.
No, I know.
And they might very well be investigating it, and the reason why they don't want to tell you is because they don't want a lot of people knowing what they're doing.
Yeah, and they have to investigate me as party, too. It wouldn't be fair to the other side.
They could very well be investigating these judges, these accusations.
Okay, good.
I don't know, and I can't tell them. I can't make them investigate something for you.
Okay.
I can't force their hand to investigate, and I can't tell them how to investigate.
But you're going to notify Ugali that it's...
I am. I'm writing an email right now telling him that I spoke to you on the phone. We spoke to the allegations against the Palm Beach County judges and that they have to be investigated by the chief judge. And that any other crimes that occurred to private... or crimes that occurred by private attorneys need to be investigated by the appropriate agency.
Perfect.
Okay.
Well, Detective Justice, I got to thank you for your cooperation and help. You've been great.
No problem. That's the way it always works in Florida, though. There's always a jurisdiction, even with the cities. So if you live in Boca, but you live in the city of Boca, the city of Boca Police Department has to investigate your crime.
Well, what's interesting about this series is that that's the bouncing I go through each time. But every time, because most of this is occurring in the courthouse, frauded documents, dead people filing lawsuits, it's the sheriff that becomes jurisdiction. Even if me and the attorneys live in the city of Boca. So that's twice how it's been. That's why it's back at the sheriff. First they sent me on this complaint to the police, and then they sent me back to the sheriff. Because the crimes are being committed, the documents are being transferred to a courthouse, and somehow the sheriff has jurisdiction of that.
Yeah.
And that's why it takes months.
Yeah.
But and it's been sitting over at the public integrity unit for since August. They sent it to, I think, your division or Anthony Palmieri's division. But he's also claiming no jurisdiction. So
here's the problem with not getting the right jurisdiction. So let's just say someone does make a case. Someone makes a case and there's actually an arrest. The whole case could be tossed out of court if the proper jurisdiction, the proper agency didn't investigate the crime. And I mean literally. So everything that you've done and that you've gone through can literally be dismissed out of court and can never be brought forward again.
So it's to protect me is why they...
jeopardy. Yes.
Okay, all right. I figure you guys know
jeopardy.
What you're doing.
So if you were to bring all of this forward and all of a sudden you're in the wrong jurisdiction, the wrong venue for court, and you get it thrown out, you can never bring it forward again because the people that you're bringing the cases against are protected by double jeopardy. And so are you.
Oh.
And so am I.
Wait,
so that's the Constitution. So,
so get it right is what you're saying.
Correct.
I appreciate your help.
You've ever heard the expression, the legal expression, one bite at the apple.
Yep.
I'm sure your attorney's probably heard that.
Yep.
You get one bite at the apple for stuff like this. And if you mess it up on some sort of logistics or some sort of technicality, you don't ever get to do it again.
Got it.
Because the same laws that protect you, protect them.
Good.
And me.
Good. All right, my friend. Thank you very much.
Okay.
You have a great day. I'll get back to you if I need you again.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.